This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to U.S. government-funded Voice of America airwaves on Monday to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's presentation of its foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. He also denounced protests by some VOA staffers who complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
Indeed, it's against your statutory mandate here at VOA. Censorship, wokeness, political correctness, it all points in one direction, authoritarianism cloaked as moral righteousness.
And then we learned today that Voice of America reporter Patsy Wita-Koswara has been reassigned and taken off the White House beat after she tried to do her job and ask questions of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at that very event, which was held at VOA headquarters, according to journalists at the organization. Wita-Koswara, who has covered the White House for VOA since 2018, shouted questions at Pompeo after he gave a speech and sat for a question and answer session carried out by VOA Director Robert Riley. Sources close to the situation said that outrage was expressed by fellow VOA journalists regarding Ms. Wita-Koswara's reassignment at a meeting this morning. Word is, 1 week from tomorrow, Inauguration Day for incoming President Joe Biden will feature the presence of over 10,000 National Guardsmen, with an additional 15,000 standing by if needed. The new security presence is the obvious repercussion of the violence that took place last week when the United States Capitol building was stormed by insurrectionists. President Trump is taking no responsibility for his role in fomenting that insurrection. This is VOA News. As we just mentioned, President Trump taking no responsibility for his role in fomenting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week, and the blame is directed elsewhere.
I think that big tech is doing a horrible thing for our country and to our country, and I believe it's going to be a catastrophic mistake for them. They're dividing and divisive, and they're showing something that I've been predicting for a long time. I've been predicting it for a long time, and people didn't act on it. But I think big tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country. And
speaking to reporters before traveling to Texas today, President Trump says his remarks to supporters last week were totally appropriate. An Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns made his first court appearance yesterday. A judge scheduled a detention hearing Friday for Jake Chansley, who has been jailed on misdemeanor charges since surrendering to authorities over the weekend in Phoenix. His court-appointed attorney, Gerald Williams, told the judge that Chansley has been unable to eat since he was arrested Saturday, since he apparently has a tender stomach. Well, Chansley's mother, Martha Chansley, told reporters outside the courthouse that her son needs an organic diet.
He gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food, literally will get physically sick. So he needs to eat.
Chansley is among at least 90 people who've been arrested on charges stemming from Wednesday's siege on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is warning that mass vaccinations against the novel coronavirus will not produce herd immunity this year. WHO chief scientist Dr. Soumaya Swaminathan told reporters Monday that it takes time to produce and administer enough doses of a vaccine to finally stop the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Swaminathan stressed the need for countries to continue observing mitigation efforts such as mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. Incidentally, the U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced Monday plans to boost production of its COVID-19 vaccine by 50%, 2 billion doses this year to meet the global demand. India's Supreme Court has indefinitely placed on hold three controversial farm laws that have triggered the biggest farmers' protest in decades and formed a committee to resolve the impasse between the government and the farmers. However, farm leaders spearheading the six-week-long stir vowed not to call off the protest that has seen tens of thousands of farmers camp on major highways. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.